This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another new state law that relates to taxes.
It'll be House Committee substitute for
House Bills 594 and 508 was heard by the Missouri Senate General Laws Committee on February 25th, first heard by the entire Missouri Senate on March 11th, returned to the Missouri House of Representatives on April 7th, sent to the executive branch on May 7th, and signed into law on July 11th. Senator Curtis Trent of Battlefield handled this legislation in the upper chamber.
Repeal Missouri's capital gains tax, which is one of the most distortionary and economically destructive taxes imposed on our economy. Capital gains tax was first imposed over 100 years ago in the early 20th century, where it was first taxed as regular income, but quickly became more complex over the decade. While Missouri has avoided some of the worst complexity, we continue to tax capital gains at a normal rate of 4.7% for individuals and 4% for corporations.
But Senator Maggie Nirenberg of Kansas City is among those who oppose this new law.
To allow corporations and millionaires to cut to the front of the line for tax relief while pushing working families further to the back. I voted against this bill because I believe families need relief first, not millionaires, billionaires, and massive corporations. Despite this bill's passage, I remain committed to lowering costs for working families, protecting our schools from unnecessary cuts, and making sure our economy is a level playing field where everyone can win.
Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Tony Lukemeyer of Parkville says this new law is not reserved for the wealthy.
For the capital gains cut, you think about people that invest money for retirement outside of a traditional retirement account. That would all be subject to capital gains and therefore increases your income tax liability in Missouri. If you're a small business owner and you build a small business and then you go to sell it, you have a huge capital gains event because of the increased value in your business. Same thing is true if you have a multi-generation family farm, and while one generation is still living, they want to pass it on to the next generation to continue that farm. Huge tax implications for doing that.
Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County adds they managed to get some things on this measure she believes will do some good.
The circuit breaker is formerly known as the Senior Citizen Property Tax Relief Credit. The idea behind it is the circuit breaker can help keep older Missourians and Missourians living with disabilities in their home longer because this tax credit helps offset the cost of some of their property taxes. And this circuit breaker language was critical to get across the finish line because the tax credit limits and the income limitations have not been updated since 2008.
In addition, this new law makes changes to law enforcement sales taxes, transient guest taxes, public safety sales taxes, the senior citizens property tax credit, the broadband sales tax exemption, and emergency services sales taxes. House Bills 594 and 508 became law on August 28th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.